Alrighty, two guys, one phone, doing another Green Day bit finally. This is Holiday, which I believe is in the same, not the same storyline as American Idiot.
Yeah, it's a whole, it's a concept album,
It's a concept album.
Yeah.
They made in, what, 05?
Yeah, I think so. It's an anti-war anthem, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that criticizes America's war in Iraq. While at the same time reflecting and building up American Idiot's main character, namely Jesus of Suburbia. Yeah. Why can't it be one of the two? Why do you have to be... Oh, it's about the war in Iraq, but also about Jesus of Suburbia, who himself has nothing to
Who was made up.
Who was completely made up, has no defined characteristics that are any different from him.
Yeah.
Then later he turns into Saint Jimmy, who himself doesn't differ from Jesus of Suburbia. It's the alter ego of... The alter ego, I guess, that was created. But none of that storyline doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's
that whole story
layers.
Arch. Yeah, it's too many layers, but there's no depth in the layers.
No.
Why can't you just make an anti-war song? Why does Jesus of Suburbia has nothing to do with the war in Iraq? Or anything else.
Or war. Or anything.
Or the suburbs.
Or the suburbs.
Or cities.
No.
Or Jesus.
Or Jesus.
I think the
or
album's
America.
Or America. No. It does have something to do with an idiot.
That's true.
Regarding the album's main story arc, the lyrics show how Jesus of Suburbia has just left town and is living his life on the streets. So he lived in the suburbs and I lived on the streets. That's not a step up.
He couldn't afford the city.
Yeah.
So he just became homeless.
Yeah. Though he has fun at first. Yeah, living on the street.
That's fun.
First, like the first couple weeks on the street,
it's
a blast.
It's like a vacation.
Of course.
You're tenting it up, under the overpass.
Making a lot of new friends.
Showering in the 7-Eleven sink. That's what you want to do.
Though he has fun at first, this life takes a toll on him, and he tries to convince himself at times of why he left. Oh, why did you leave? Because he also doesn't explain that very much. Because there's nothing to do with any of the songs really explain why he left.
No.
Nah.
Was it a protest against the suburbs or something?
No.
Holiday. Not really sure what that
holiday.
Has to
Holiday, yeah.
Do
also, what does it have to do with the holiday? You're taking a holiday to Iraq?
Yeah. Is Jesus taking the holiday? Jesus of Suburbia?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he's taking a holiday away from his suburban life to live on the streets in the city.
Oh, okay. Hear the sound of the falling rain coming down like an Armageddon flame. All right, so the sound of the rain falling is like an Armageddon flame.
That's weird.
Not really, though, because it's wet and not fiery.
Yeah, how do you compare rain to a flame?
The shame, the ones who died without a name. Hear the dogs howling out a key to a hymn called Faith and Misery. And bleed, the company lost the war today. All right, so the shame, the ones who died without a name. I guess there were nameless people that died.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he talking about like soldiers in Iraq? Or is he talking about the Iraqis? Maybe?
Not really name. Well, yeah.
And the dogs are howling on a key. What does that mean?
Who's dogs? They don't sound like normal dogs.
No, because they sound out of key. Like normal dogs, when they howl,
they're always in key. Always.
What dogs? Who are the dogs in this?
What notes are they howling in?
Yeah, no, all we know is that they're out of key, to a hymn called Faith and Misery.
That's
you know that hymn?
No, I've never heard it.
No. Is it really a hymn?
I don't know. It's in quotation, so it must be.
Well, but he could have also made it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Because usually, like, Faith and Misery, they don't go together in hymns.
But the dogs know the hymn.
The dogs know the hymn.
They just don't know the right key.
We don't know it, but the dogs do.
The dogs know it, but they don't know which
key. But they don't
know
how to howl it, right? So they know, like, the hymn. They're very advanced in that sense. But then it can't howl it right.
They don't. Yeah, they got the wrong key.
But
they
still howl it good enough.
It's the same tune. It's
just
the wrong key.
Yeah, it's the same tune. You can still recognize it.
Yeah.
But it's just out of key.
Oh, it's Faith and Misery.
It's Faith and Misery.
And bleed, comma, the company lost the war today. So who has to bleed?
I don't know
who's bleeding, and I don't know who the company is.
The company, that's the CIA, right? And a different term for the CIA, like the company.
Yeah.
And they lost the war today. Did they really? Like, when? How? Like, what did they? What did they do?
Yeah, in what way? Or maybe like oil companies or something.
Yeah, but they also kind of won that war.
They won the war, yeah. So I beg to dream and differ from the hollow lies. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives on holiday. Okay, so he's begging someone to dream and differ from the hollow lies. So there are some hollow lies.
Yeah.
He wants to differ from them, but also dream from them.
That's weird. How do you dream from lies?
You don't.
And why would you beg?
Who are you begging?
Yeah, I beg to differ. But usually if you say I beg to differ, it means like I disagree.
With someone's opinion.
Yeah.
Not
but you don't from, you don't differ from something. If you're different from someone, that's not, you can't say I beg to differ from you. It's either I beg to differ or I differ from you.
Yeah.
But you don't say I beg to differ from you.
No.
You also don't say I beg to dream from you.
No, that's definitely not a thing you say.
No, and what are the hollow lies then exactly?
The WMD myth. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives on holiday. Okay.
What is the dawning?
Moving to the city.
Yeah,
moving
out of suburbia. But why is it our lives? Like, is this his life? On holiday. It's not really a fucking holiday if you're on the streets.
Yeah.
And also, like, what does it have to do with the war in Iraq?
The representative from California has the floor. Speak up to the president, gas man. Pass away is your punishment. Pulverize the Eiffel Tower. Who'll criticize your government? Bang, bang, goes a boom, pink, crap, and kill all the fags that don't agree. Triumph by fire, satisfied. There's not a way that
So he says, the representative from California has the floor. He's talking about himself because he's from California. Huh. And it actually turns out...
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, I don't even know. But he sets himself to be the representative speaker for California, his home state.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but apparently he does the same during other live performances. And he usually changes California to the name of the state that he is playing at. So he has a concert in Indiana, and he says, the representative from Indiana now has the floor. And then
Indiana,
that's him.
I don't even know.
And then, so
it's kind of conceited.
It's kind of conceited, because he's not, but he makes himself out to be.
Conceited, because he's like, he has a seat in California.
Oh, the seed. Like the,
that's where he's a representative.
Yeah, from. Yeah, that's fantastic. You will be missed, man. You will be missed. So then, as the representative from California, he says, Zeke Heil to the president gas man, bombs away is your punishment.
I don't think any representative would say Zeke Heil.
No, hail to victory, it's what, you know, the Nazis used to say to glorify Hitler.
Sure.
Bombs away is your punishment.
Bombs away is your punishment.
Is your punishment is like a couple bombs away.
Sentence.
Wait, like, so you first have a couple bombs and then there's going to be a punishment. So the bombs aren't even a punishment.
Bombs away is your punishment.
Is your punishment.
It's just a horrible... phrasing.
Also, yeah, who is the president gasman? I think is George Bush is president gasman because he went there for gas, I guess. It's more oil than gas. Like, gasman would be, like, Hitler would be more of the gasman, like the gas chambers.
Yeah.
It's very convoluted.
Or the leader of Syria would be like the gas.
Yeah, but that's also not as clear cut as it's made out to be. That's another war based on, like, the Syria gas attack is the equivalent of the weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all right, but that's a whole different story. So he said, Billinger Armstrong said, I definitely wanted to do something that was provocative. So I was like, Sieg Heil to the president gas man, invoking old Nazi Germany propaganda films. I was just kind of messing around and using the English language against itself.
That's not the English language.
It's not the English language. You're also not using it against itself.
No.
And then he said, I sometimes don't know where I get my songs from. For instance, when I find myself singing Sieg Heil to the President Gasman on that song, on this song, I freaked myself out. I was kind of like, where the fuck is this coming from?
He freaked himself out
with how deep it was. What? Oh, Sieg Heil? Yeah. But you have to think of it like it's very specific. It doesn't just come to you.
Maybe it came to him in a dream or something.
Maybe, yeah. But anyways, he called to President Gasman, bombs away is your punishment. I still don't know what that means. Pulverize the Eiffel Towers who criticize your government.
All the Eiffel Towers.
Yeah, there's like plural.
You got to get rid of all of them.
Pulverize the Eiffel Towers who criticize your government. So
the Eiffel Towers, the plurality of towers.
Is it because the French spoke out against the war in Iraq or something? Is it a really roundabout way?
That's a really bad way of
but
saying it.
That's the only thing that makes sense. Though. Like, why else would there be Eiffel Towers criticizing the government?
Yeah, no, that is
like, who else would the Eiffel Towers? So he considers all the French. Oh, those Eiffel Towers, because of the Eiffel Tower.
No, no.
He considers the French people the Eiffel Towers, I guess.
Oh, no, what an idiot!
And then have to be pulverized. But we never started a war with France over it. And then bang, bang goes the broken glass and kill all the facts that don't agree. Trials by fire, setting fire, is not a way that's meant for me.
That doesn't make any sense.
Trial by fire, setting fire, is not a way that's meant for me. He's not meant for setting fires, I guess.
No.
But what is he talking about here? Is this Jesus of Suburbia speaking? Like who is? It's a very roundabout way to criticize that war.
Yeah. Not the best way.
But not in an interesting way, though.
No.
Like, you don't have to say, I am against the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq sucks. You can make it a little more poetic and thought-provoking.
Without
and evoking. But this is going overboard, because now he's just saying nothing. But you still want the credit for it being an anti-war song.
Yeah,
but then you got to sing about the war, at least, or make it not an anti-war song. Yeah, but you can't have the label of being anti-war and, you know, politically engaged, but then not actually engage in anything in your lyrics.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, you can, and you can become very successful with it.
Yeah, you just shouldn't be able
to do that. But then you run the risk of, like, two guys...
And one phone,
decades later, saying, hey.
Wait a minute.
I can't be doing that. I call bullshit. And yeah. But you still got to keep all the millions that you made.
Yeah.
Which they donated to, Iraq, probably.
Oh, right.
Iraqi citizens. Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. And this is our lives on holiday. I don't get the holiday connection at all.
No, there is no holiday connection.
It's not about holidays. But what is it really about, though?
It's not about anything.
I was thinking more about, it's about nothing. That's what I'm starting to think.
About nothing.
How do you make that connection? It's about Jesus of Urbia, also the war in Iraq, and we're going to call it a holiday. And then we're going to sing about, not about Iraq, not about holidays, not about suburbs or Jesus or anything else, really.
Nothing.
But anyway, make sure you believe everything you hear now on TV. Because now we have the good guys in charge, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Good guys are here.
Things are so much better now.
Oh, yeah.
You can already tell.
They're not the same at all.
In the world.
Oh, yeah.
Way better.
Way better now than they were a few years ago.
Yeah. All right. I would like to go on a holiday at some point.
Nice. Yeah, I would too.
But holidays are expensive. So donate some money on a Patreon. Look us up. Two guys, one phone.
On Patreon. The link is posted below.